For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A lot of people live in denial because they think that to be realistic is to be depressing.
I'm Dr. Mike, host of Going There.
It was the first song where I wrote about how I felt like my depression was killing me and I didn't want it.
Going There breaks the stigma of mental health issues by having real, honest conversations with your favorite musicians, including Alessia Cara, Lizzie Hale, Jewel, Jason Isbell, Gerard Way, Lauren Gray, Shamir, and Barty Strange.
There was something there that was so raw, where I was like, wow, I can't believe someone would say that.
Let's go there on Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network, every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Here's another high five moment from the What Podcast. Barry and Brad remember 2019 when they talked with Bishop Briggs and the infamous Topo Chico incident.
Thank you for coming to this luxurious room.
This is the swankiest we've had.
You can take Topo Chico for the road. You're sitting on the Topo Chicos, but you can take off for the road.
Who knew that Camp Nut Butter had better accommodations?
Oh my God!
Bishop Briggs brought out about 200 choir members for this song, and it was absolutely gorgeous. I'm telling you, she just got this voice and she's got this stage presence. Totally engrossing. I love her. And the first thing that she did when we walked into her dressing room after the show,
big hugs.
She might be the nicest person.
She is so sweet. And it's also, she's so nice, it's almost a little bit debilitating. Like, I don't know how to talk to her because she's just so sweet.
She's super, super nice and engaging. Talks to us like we've known her our whole lives.
Forever. Yeah.
Welcomed us into the dressing room.
And she's just so pretty. And
then you embarrassed.
Okay. So this was the second stupidest moment of my Bonnaroo this year. All right. So she's talking about how much she loves Topo Chico, right? She mentioned in the interview that she keeps getting free Topo Chico. It's the best part of the whole experience. I mean, I don't know why she's excited about Topo Chico and not the booze, but whatever. She loves the Topo Chico. All right, so she doesn't have a bottle opener to open the Topo Chico, and I wish you were recording this, but...
Yeah, well, so here's how it happened. So the interview, and this trailer is a trailer in name only. It's as big as the couch and the ice chest full of Topo Chico and a countertop, and that's it.
I sat
on the cooler. That's how small this thing is. So it ends, and she's like, you guys got to get a Topo Chico. Well, no, we can't take you, And I'm starting to pack up my recorder, got my back, and then she hands you one of these bottles and doesn't have a bottle opener. Brad goes frat guy.
Well, she says, she goes something to the effect of, can't you just open it like on the corner of the tank? Can't you just, I can do that. I did it all the time in college. Watch this. Which, by the way... Hey, watch this is the start of every terrible decision you've ever made. All right, so I go to put it on the corner of the table, and I was going to pop the cap off. You put it to the corner and pop the cap. Well, when I did that, the cap grabbed the side of the panel and ripped the paneling off of the countertop.
Took the molding off.
Right off of the countertop. And she just looked straight down with horror on her face, and she said, I'll be charged for that. Okay. All right. Well, if that wasn't bad enough.
Then to fix it, it gets worse.
Well, her manager, whoever was there with her, said she wanted one too. And I was like, well, I'll just open it. And she's like, well, don't use the countertop. I was like, well, I mean, it's already broken anyway. It's not going to matter. So I might as well just use the countertop that's already here. And so when I go to pop the same top, do the same thing, it slips out of my hand. Topo Chico literally flies 4 feet away in the air. Topo Chico is flying everywhere.
Yep.
And the entire trailer now is covered in a bottle full of Topo Chico.
I look down between my feet and there's a spinning bottle of Topo Chico.
Everywhere.
Fizz.
All right. So then I panic and I start looking for some sort of paper towel or something to wipe all this up. And Bishop Briggs just looks me in the eye and she says, just go.
I'll get it. Just go. She's literally now standing by the door. like the hostess who won't, you know. You
think I left on a good term, though? You think we left on good terms?
Memorable.
Okay.
She remembers us. I'm pretty sure of that. I couldn't pack that bag fast enough. It's like, Brad, let's just go, please.
It was okay at the end of it, though. I mean, we're still friends, you think, right?
Yeah, there were hugs. There were hugs.
I don't know if I got a hug.
I got a hug. Okay. But I think it was more of a push.
It's a fine line between hug and push, isn't it?
Hands on the shoulders, push.
Okay, then, so Saturday.
You are listening to the What Podcast on the Consequence Network. We can't thank you enough. Please subscribe, share, hit the bell. All of those things. You can listen to the full episode here or on the whatpodcast.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, welcome to Kyle Meredith with Consequence, where we check out some cool new things happening on the Consequence Podcast Network. I'm Kyle Meredith, and today I get to talk to Ann Erickson, host of our new Consequence podcast, Beyond the Boys Club.
Hey, Kyle.
And congratulations on Beyond the Boys Club. Well, what can you tell us about it?
4 years ago, I started a column published on Consequence called Beyond the Boys Club. The goal was to spotlight the women making a name for themselves in rock and metal. All these artists share their passion for music and their stories of breaking barriers as women in the music industry. This fall, we're taking the conversation further in the Beyond the Boys Club podcast. The interview series will welcome amazing female and non-binary artists from across the genre spectrum to share their stories and triumphs as they follow the beat of their own drum and shake up the scene.
That sounds awesome. I can't wait to check it out. And we should all check it out because Beyond the Boys Club arrives twice monthly on Tuesdays, wherever you get your podcasts. Great talking with you, Ann.
Thanks, Kyle.
Consequence Podcast Network.